many grades of persons. So many grades. So those who are against Krishna, they become sanmukh, favorable. Those who are favorable, they have much more sraddha. If they have sraddha, some sraddha, Dasaraha is matured and he comes to the stage of nishtha. Those who have having nishtha, they at once come down to ruchi. And those who are in ruchi, they come to asakti. And those who have asakti, they will surely have bhava. And those who will have bhava in prakat lila, playing with Krishna, then will go in a braja and they will be in the home of gopis, and then they will take birth there. No birth, no death there, like Krishna. But they will think that I have come in the womb of. This is the role of Yogamaya. There is no marriage, but everyone thinks that Krishna is my beloved. This is a part of the. It plays a very good role there. So that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is more udar, liberal. Why he is more liberal? Because Krishna is really liberal and Radha is more liberal, and now he takes the mood of Radha, Krishna plus Radha to then becomes more liberal. Understand? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is liberal. In Gita, Krishna has told, Je jathang mam prapadjanti, tam tathaiva bhajamya, mam vartman vartante manushyapat. Krishna is telling that I have a scale, balance. Those who will serve me, I will give, repay them equal weighting. If anyone give me 1 pence, 1 farthing, I will give them frame of 1 farthing, not more, less. Not more, not less. His weight is so pakka, so exact, that he will wait and give. No. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has no weight, he has nothing. If they have Shraddha or not, any affection for Krishna or not, whether they are unmukh or bimukh, whether they are favorable or unfavorable, if they will come towards Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Mahaprabhu will see them, at once they will give frame to them, not waiting. Krishna will tell, bring a pot. I will wait and give prem as you have your Shraddha. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will never say like this. Come on, whether there is a pot or not in my shop, there is also pot. And I'll give you pot, prem, whether you have Shraddha or not. He gave it to tigers. He gave it to snakes. He gave it to trees, gave to mad elephants, no. And he at once then made them turn into mad elephants, telling Hari Bol, Lord Krishna Nande, Hari Bol. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so generous. Luckily now, it is very, ये बड़े दुख की बात है.
It is matter to great regret.
It is a matter of regret that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came only 500 years before. No? Perhaps we are there. At the time of Krishna, we are there. When Krishna descended here, we were there. But I don't answer what form we are there. But certainly we were there. We were also at the time of Sri Ramchandra. But we have not had the grace of Chaitanya Ram or Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. No? We were there. But we were not touched by the dust of the lotus feet of Ram, Krishna or Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But on the other hand, you are so much lucky that only 500 years have been passed, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was there. And there, so rasic and tatsavid. Tatsavid means who knows the tattva of Krishna, bhakti and all. They are coming in the line, in deceptive order, and that order has yet not been ruined. But after this, it will ruin or what will do? What will be? We cannot tell. Because so many called gurus, so-called gurus, teachers, preachers, pretending them to the real preachers, are coming. And it seems that they will destroy. But I think that it will never be destroyed. If anyone in this world, be a real Vaishnava, again, do like this. So you are all lucky, so much lucky, that you have so much punya, athva
pious activity.
That anyhow, some of you have taken the dust of Bhaktivedanta Swamiji. Some have were so much fortunate to have been initiated from him directly. Some of them, they have been initiated by the disciples of in the line of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. They are exalted persons. They are not of this world. They have come from there, from Krishna. Bhakti Vinod Thakur is Kamal Manjari. Prabhupada, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also like this. Only Krishna and Radha have sent them to preach. So we are so lucky, so fortunate that we are in this line. I think if in this life, having so much sources, like so much good body, without rope, having the association of good Vaishnavas, sincere Vaishnavas, and these are the winds, favorable winds, Vaishnava association. Without this, we cannot go up. And Guru Devi is the
captain.
He gives the direction, the boat, where to go, where not to go. And Krishna Mercy, what is the Krishna Mercy?
Favorable wind.
The wind, favorable wind, that is the association of good darshan. I think any of you want money? Who wants money? We want only Krishna Prem, not worldly money.
Chintamani.
Nama Chintamani. You want to go to heaven? Who wants to go to heaven? You want to go to heaven? Then you are deprived of the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, if anyone wants to go. Because you will have to come down again, and you will have to go in the shape of hawks, peahawks, ashes, and all animals, trees, and Swamiji has told. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has told, Bhagavat has told like this. Don't try to take anything, worldly things, giving Harinam as a cost. Understand? Don't use Harinam to gain worldly things. Heaven, Vaikuntha, also Vaikuntha. We don't Vaikuntha want. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has taught us. Anyone wants salvation in this devotee's salvation? We think salvation is like hell. But world wants, everyone wants salvation. They are made for salvation. To be like a stone. To have a salvation, what is this? To be a stone. If it is cut in pieces, then nothing. And if you give in water, nothing. If you give it in amrita,
nectar,
nothing. So salvation is like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had taught us. Salvation is like anything bad. So don't want this. You want Vaikuntha to serve Narayan like Jai Vijay? In South India, they are made for this. But if Krishna will come at once and tell me, do you want Vaikuntha? No, Prabhu, I will. Don't want. You want to be Rukmini Dasi? You all want to be Rukmini Dasi? It is very high thing. Very high thing. To know all these things, Devotee Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have things, Braja things. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told us all these things and taught us in the dialogue of Raya Ramananda. When he was giving his teachings to Sanatana Goswami, Swarup Goswami, clearly all these things have been told there. So we are lucky to be in this line and to hear who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how, for what purpose he has come to here, what to gain. So we are lucky. But in this human form, having a guru like Swamiji, having a guru like Bhakti Prajnan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, having a guru like Gaur Govinda Maharaj, having a guru like Pujyapad Sridhar Maharaj, like a guru like... I am not guru. Like a guru like Puri Maharaj, Sridhar Maharaj. So we are so lucky to have Diksha, initiation. And we are coming in this life. So we are so lucky. If you will fail,
go to my home.
Can I give an example for this?
Yes.
If you will not serving Krishna in this life and we are not developing our bhakti, what will be? I am giving a simple example. There was a blind beggar. Like us, we are all blind. But you are not blind. Those who are not serving Krishna, not chanting name, all are blind and foolish. I am not telling. But it has been told in Srimad Bhagavatam and all other books. So he was a beggar, blind. And he took a stick and he went to beg something. He was telling, "Oh mother, give me something, help me, help me." And he used to go to any door and shout like this. One day he was on the street, he entered in a door which was only 3 hands
high
and one
day, three and a half
high. Three and a half. It was in high. And one like this,
wide.
And he entered and began to tell, "Oh mother, give me something, help me, help me." He went inner side. He saw that there is a weak and high prachir
wall.
He thought that there must be any person here, so I should go on. Went on, having his stick in one hand and other hand on the wall. Going, lakhs and lakhs years went on, but he had no that door to go out. And none was there to give anything. He said, "Anyhow, I should come out of this fencing." About 84 lakh miles that fencing was. What is this? 84 lakhs of life in which we'll have to go. And in only human form we can go out, not in any other shape. So she was going on around. And when 84 lakhs years went on, fortunately he came so nearer to that door and he wanted to come out. Actually when he came in front of door, he began to do like this. There was some
thinking.
Scratches his head. And he perhaps some mosquito cut here. And he did so. He saw that in so many years I have not found the door. So door will not come. So he
going on.
And doing so with keeping his stick, and he passed the door suddenly. And he went there and saw that was unattained. So now in this time we have come in front of door and the door is 3 hands and in height, that is this form. And Gurudev is telling, "Oh, door is here, you should go away out." But we are not hearing. So if you will miss in this life, you will miss miss it forever, you should know. And you will have to go in so many steps. So we should try to have a dhir sankalpa,
firm determination.
Long determination that in this life, having a so qualified guru, having this all good kind of Vaishnavas, we should go out of this world. And if you will not do, and if you want to cheat others, you will cheat yourself. You cannot cheat Krishna. That Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, give me a horse. Hare Krishna, Dila De Ram, Ghori, Dila De Ghori. That, oh Krishna, give me a seahorse. Because he was so tired. Krishna gave him a seahorse. But he was pregnant. No? He was so happy to have this. And he wanted to ride on the seahorse and to go to his destination. But as he proceeded, he gave a horse child. And that horse cannot walk, so he has to take the child horse on his shoulder. Understand? He wanted to ride on horse, but horse right here. Oh. Then he was thinking, oh God, why you gave me this horse? So this is our condition. Guru, we are praying Gurudev or Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Give me renown, oh God, give me wealth, oh Krishna, give me very good house, furnished with all kinds of
luxury.
And Krishna Ji says, but when he dies, it's nothing, not a single happy can take it. Then he begins to weep, but he has lost that thing. So try don't to cheat any other, making money from them and cheating. Try to develop your bhaktis in this human life, having a very bona fide guru, and Vaishnava. Don't want all these silly things. They will ruin your life and they will take you to hell. Only some wealthy, very neat, very little part carrying out our life. Not more than that. Otherwise, you will have mamata.
Affection.
Attachment to that. And you will be like her dear. If you will always remember, dog, keeping a dog, two dogs, three dogs in home, and always remembering dogs, then you will have to be dog. So, don't attach yourself inwardly things. Try to attach your mind, your heart, your soul with Krishna. With Krishna, parikar. Chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.
Some devotees come and ask, when we are chanting, what should we remember? What should we think? How to chant? You know that Gurudev has told, Vaishnava Raj telling, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Krishna is telling, to remember me. So, when chanting, you should cry for Krishna. Oh Krishna, I want to have a darshan. I want to serve you by my soul, but I have not realized my soul, what is this? I want to have a relation with you, but relation is not coming. I want that mind should not go in worldly things, but even it is uncontrolled and goes, it prepares. So, O Hare Krishna, you are Hare Krishna, Hare Radhika, and Krishna yourself. You are Hari. As a magic, no time you can take. So, you should give me energy and power and unconditional
Kata. Causeless mercy.
I am so fallen. Kalaha Kalir Balina Indriya Vairi Varga Shibhakti Marga Iha Kantak Koti Ruddha Ha Ha Atvayami Vikalam Kimaham Karomi Sri Chaitanya Chandra Jajanadhyam Kripam Karoti. Anyway, sadhak devotee, sincere devotee is a friend to me. To Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Oh, how wonderful you are.
Merciful
you are. You are both udar.
Liberal.
You are so liberal. You don't see any quality. That part quality of devotee he is only saying that way. He calls me only. So, Kala Kali, it is Kali Kal. You know Kali Kal? No. Time of Kali. Kali Mansa Kalaham Lati Iti Kali.
Who to brings quarrel?
Who lies quarrel? Who gives to quarrel? This is a Yu, this is a time for quarreling. To husband, wife, children, neighbor, and one Rashtra, country to another country, Hindustan and Pakistan are, I think that nearby anywhere, war is going on. So, everyone are quarreling. And there are so many obstacles in doing bhajan. If any lady wants to do bhajan, his husband is opposite. If husband wants to do bhajan, his children and all are opposite. And if he wants to do bhajan, but our mind does not permit to do bhajan. Mind tells that you should go there. So it is very hard time. So O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you should be merciful to me. So chanting Hari name, you can do this. Nainam galadat sudharaya badanam gadagadarudhaya gira pulkari nitam vapuhakada tavanam agrahane bhavishyati. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is weeping. And weeping and telling, O Krishna, O Krishna. He is thinking that I am not Krishna. Who is he? He is Radha. But now he is as a devotee. He is telling. Nayanam galadashudhara. When a day will come that I will chant Harinam, Hare Krishna. And tears will a chain of not stopping. And sometimes he is rolling down. When a day will come that I will roll on the earth calling Hare Krishna. By this tears will
turn around the light.
And like when I will use to chant and it will be chalked and then Jaja, Gaga, not Jagannath. Krishna, Krishna, not Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. going to happen. When a devotee chants like this, and if you are chanting and something sometimes coming like this, but mind is not along and he runs here and there, then you can go to Govardhan. Have you seen Govardhan?
Yes.
If those who have not gone there, they must have heard the name of Govardhan Girijar. He is the manifestation of Krishna and he is so superior, Mahabhagavat. Go there. Do pranam there. Where there is Dan Ghati. By mind sitting here, take a bath in Yamuna and go there. Do a satsang dandavat. Wait bitterly and see there is Dan Ghati. Oh, what happened here? Krishna took Dan here of, from Gopi. What is that? There is so delicious and very beautiful story behind. So going around Govardhan, you can tell like this. Weeping and weeping.
Forty-five minutes have been spent.
I am thinking that I have not speak 1 minute. I am just going to. So do like this. Go to parikrama of Vrindavan. You should go to parikrama of Navadvip Dham. You can do parikrama of Puri Dham, but better you are doing Parikmandal parikrama. Singh Govardhan, Yamuna, Bandirvan, all. And weeping and praying like this. This will increase your devotion. If anyhow Krishna comes and tells that what you want, don't want less than the highest thing. What is the highest thing? Our goal, prem prayojan. Krishna tells that do you want to prem like kubja? Kubja, you know? No, they don't. You want to frame like Subal Siddhan? They do pranam to them. What you like? You want to be my beloved? No, it should be on my head. Then what you want? I'm not understanding. Padabjayo stavina varadasameva nannat kadapi samaye kilade vijasi सख्यायते मम नमोस्तु नमोस्तु नित्यं दशायते मम रसोस्तु रसोस्तु सत्यं. If you are so much pleased to me and you want to give me any benediction, not what?
A benediction.
I want that. I want to serve the lotus feet dust of Srimati. Nothing more, nothing more. So, I think you are so fortunate to come in this line. Don't give up. So be energetic and with enthusiasm. You should try to develop your life. You should earn because you are grihastha. You should earn. But not engage. And it must be only that. The money is needed only for our life, to maintain our life. It is not the object. Our object is supreme fame to Christ. In this life we should surely have this. Otherwise we will have to suffer so much for 84
life.
So you should promise for leaving all kinds of worldly desires behind. Also
name,
anger, lust, offense, have tolerance. If anyone is rebuking you, you tolerate like trees, because time will waste in quarreling. We have no time to quarrel. So we should go straight and forward. Only that we want from Krishna. And easy living, easy moving, doing this. If you want that, you should have to respect your senior Vaishnava. And senior also should give affection to the junior. And those who are chanting, going and doing Hare Krishna of Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare
Hare. Go, Hare Krishna.
I want to tell so many baskets of Harikatha, but I cannot. It seems that 1 hour goes in 1 second. So I'm helpless, hopeless. So we will try to have all these things.
Tomorrow, tomorrow also
we will meet together.
Tomorrow also here.
Tomorrow I'm also here. I am so glad to have all the good devotees here. I want that you should, when I will go from here, yet you should try to meet in 7 days or 11, 15 days.
1 week.
You should decide your all devotees, no caste and creed. Anyone who takes name, you should think him as a friend. In a line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And honor each other and do Krishna fear. Prabhu, sometimes to others, sometimes fear, sometimes there. I'm also so fortunate to come here in Holland and meeting you all. And I'm seeing out of India. So many devotees are chanting Hare Krishna, so so marvelous. So I am so much glad to come here.
You came Holland, it turns into Holy Land.
Now it is Holy Land. Gaur Shrima.
Hare Krishna.
Arati, Arati.